panic. That's what a lot of people feel right about now. Even though Christmas never moves on the calendar. Yes, it's always on December 25th. Some people, okay, most people are surprised and unprepared when it comes around each year. I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about the panic that befalls so many at Christmas time each year. Have you started your Christmas gift list yet? No, I don't mean the one with the gifts for other people. I mean the Christmas gift list for yourself. No, I didn't think so. And that's how far behind you are. Well, with the decorating, the addressing of cards. Do you still do that? Address the cards? The shopping, the planning, the travels, the weather, the parties, the worship services. It's enough to put anyone into a frenzy. The good news is that there is peace available to anyone who asks for it. The Bible in Ephesians 2, 13 and 14 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace." This whole frenetic holiday can be calmed when we realize that Jesus is supposed to bring peace. When we lose our cool, we can be sure that we've stepped away from the true meaning of Christmas and been swept away by the commercialism of the holiday. Hear me now. Jesus wants to bring us peace. Say that last word with me. Peace. How does peace come to us in the midst of our growing chaos? There's a clue in these words. You who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Peace comes when we draw near to God. It's like the fireplace. The closer you get, the warmer you are. The closer to Jesus, the more at peace we are. This Christmas, stop more. Seek Jesus more. Get quiet and have conversations with God. Peace flows when God's close. Hope for Today is part of the Ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives in His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org.